Hi, I'm Hallie Thatcher, founder and CEO of Houseport, and you're here today at the Prototype in Petaluma, California, and it's the ranch style that we built here, and I would love to take you on a tour of it. So please follow me.
Warm-hearted viewers, hello, and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today, in part two of our two-part series, we return to California, USA, to visit Hallie Thatcher, creator of the stylish new approach to eco-friendly housing, the pop-up house. She designed and built the original pop-up house in the beautiful town of Petaluma as a prototype home for others to visit and experience. Following her successful experiment in constructing a residence on a limited budget, and in a period of just over 3 months, she now offers customizable pop-up houses to the public. The building materials are shipped flat-packed to anywhere across the USA. Combining prefabricated components with a simple yet aesthetically pleasing architecture, Ms. Thatcher says that the pop-up house can be easily erected by anyone with building experience. The pop-up house was created with environmental sustainability in mind. Hallie Thatcher's artistic vision of combining basic modular cubes with an overarching houseport offers a unique energy-saving solution. She says that in summer, this architecture promotes airflow that cools the home, and that in winter, the prefabricated walls and roof provide excellent heat efficiency indoors, as they are made from structural insulated panels, or SIPs. SIPs are made by sandwiching a core of rigid foam plastic insulation between two structural skins of oriented strand board. The panels are stronger than conventional wood frames. All provided components and materials are locally sourced when possible and adhere to the latest green energy standards. Let's now join Hallie Thatcher as she shows us around her Petaluma pop-up house.
Before we go inside, I'm going to show you the wall systems that are used for the living cubes, the interior space. And here they are. They come in 4x9 panels, and they're put up very quickly and efficiently. They're a glue and screw situation. They have a rigid insulation inside. It's like a sandwich, and it has very little air pockets so that you have very good heat efficiency inside. The roof is also made of the same component, and so your heating bills are very low. So the house itself has the energy efficient in the interior cubes and also has a natural cooling with the houseport metal roof, which we're going to show you later. So let's go inside. We're going to show you the kitchen first. Here we are in the kitchen, and the kitchen is also a flat-packed component cabinets, and we use Energy Star appliances, refrigerator, stove, and dishwasher. The countertops, we used a natural laminate, and we have LED lighting underneath the cabinets, which you can see. Then we have an off the kitchen, which everyone needs, is a utility room that houses a stacked washer and dryer, the water heater, and storage area.
Hallie Thatcher has created her own range of furniture too. She says her series of tables, chairs, desks, and sofas were designed with the pop-up house theme in mind. Modest but fashionable, flat-packed, ready to assemble, and made from eco-friendly materials.
As you can see, we have the dining room over here, the dining area that is fully functional with the kitchen, and then right into the living area. In this case, I use this console, which is some furniture that I designed. This is where I use for my desk, and also it's the media center. We're going to go now into the bedroom, and the bedroom, it has a closet and an ensuite bathroom that you can see, double sinks. Also, everything, all the fixtures that I have for this particular style was off the rack and flat packed, and mostly environmentally friendly. I tried to use products that definitely had an environmental code to it.
The pop-up house offers a variety of options to cater to different needs and preferences. The Petaluma Ranch concept features two modular cubes overarched by a houseport that creates a spacious outdoor living area that is naturally ventilated and protected from the elements.
Then you, as you can see, you can come back out into the living space. This is a common area, so that's why we put this nice large window here, so that you can extend your community area, your common area. I picked the guest office cube, so follow me and I'll show you what that is about. And now we're entering the second cube, which I picked, which is the double office guest room. This is what I would call is a sitting area. You can have your desk over here, and then it opens into your bedroom area. So it is a lot of space, and you can also have one guest room and have one whole area for an office and a sitting area, and then you can use the other side for a bedroom. So now here is the walk-in closet, which is really handy because everyone likes storage.
We'll return after the following brief message. Coming up, we'll learn of other practical and environmental benefits of the pop-up house. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology. Let's continue our feature on the pop-up house, a new concept in smart green housing by artist Hallie Thatcher. Back in sunny Petaluma, California, USA, we could admire the beauty of Miss Thatcher's simple yet tasteful home. The clever architecture creates an environmentally friendly residence that is comfortable to occupy irrespective of the temperature outdoors.
We're outside now in the, what I call the transitional space, which is a space that is outside but not totally outside, because you are being protected by the houseport, which is the metal covering that goes over the living cubes that you can see. And this space is very vital to the design of the house, because the houseport is a natural cooling component. Because of the metal roof itself, it deflects the heat. And with the windows open, the air circulates around the environment so that you don't need air conditioning. And I know that for a fact, because I did two of them in the desert, and I did at 110 degrees. You are underneath this houseport canopy, and it's just like natural temperature. What you see here are the decisions that I chose based on the setting and my budget, but it's limitless what you can do in finishing this once you get the core house up. And it's very creative. You can just put your own mark on it depending on what your budget is. And so in my case, I used a lot of grass rugs outside, and I got most of my furniture from the big box stores. I liked the pavers because I chose to paint the slab floor. We use recycled concrete for the foundation inside, and then the red pavers give you a sense of you know, a seamlessness. So that's what I picked for. Also using pavers, which you can, there's just a, so many different types of pavers, flagstone, slate. We set it in sand, which is really good for the environment, the way it, it naturally drains. So that worked out very well.
Allie Thatcher says that adding indoor space to the pop-up house is quite easy because of the nature of the core building materials, namely the use of structural insulated panels, or SIPs.
The other thing I would like to tell you about is that these cubes are pre-designed and for your flexibility, meaning that, for instance, let's say you needed to put on an extra room or a bathroom for an in-law or your parents, or you wanted a extra space for kids or your older kids and their grandkids. Here you have a cube that you can just set up. It's already pre-designed and pre-engineered, and you don't need architects and contractors and specialty people. You just build it on the location that next to your house at, without all that extra cost and all that extra labor that people do when they just put on an extra room.
With a basic design and easy setup, one of the most amazing features of the pop-up house is that it is possible to move it to another place.
This house can be dismantled and rebuilt at another location. So how great is that if you're in a situation somewhere where you've put this house up and you need to move it? It can be built in a semi-permanent way so that if you find yourself in a flooded area, you can then decide, oh, I need to move the house and I'm going to take it down and I'm going to put it up 500 yards from here or a half a mile from here. And there you haven't really had to rebuild your house. You haven't lost your old house.
Ms. Thatcher now further explains the possibilities that the pop-up house offers as a way to quickly rebuild communities following a natural disaster.
I would like to continue a little bit beyond the Petaluma, California location, because I find that this houseport pop-up house is a very easy and efficient, low-impact structure. And because it can become flat-packed, it can go to almost any location, especially locations that might need emergency housing, because you can ship it in containers and it can be built very easily and quickly. And the best part about it is because it's a very easy and simple design, you can teach somebody how to build it and then they can go on and teach somebody else and teach somebody else, which would be perfect for a place like Haiti, for example. And in fact, we have a proposal to an organization in Haiti that is trying to get housing at this crucial time for them. So we think this would be a perfect solution for that.
What a wonderful idea, Ms. Thatcher, for offering the pop-up house as a way to aid the people of disaster-affected regions such as Haiti. We applaud your noble vision and admire your hard-working determination in creating the original pop-up house in Petaluma. We wish you the very best in all your future endeavors. For more information on the pop-up house, please visit www.ehouseport.com. Loving viewers, thank you for joining us today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May the divine grace of the providence bless you evermore on your life's journey.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.